There's no such thing as a perfect murder, Tom said to Reeves. That's just a parlor game, trying to dream one up. Of course, you could say there are a lot of unsolved murders. That's different. Tom was bored. He walked up and down in front of his big fireplace, where a small but cozy fire crackled. Tom felt he had spoken in a stuffy, pontificating way, but the point was, he couldn't help Reeves, and he'd already told him that. Yes, sure, said Reeves. He was sitting in one of the yellow silk armchairs, his lean figure hunched forward, hands clasped between his knees. He had a bony face, short light brown hair, cold gray eyes. Not a pleasant face, but a face that might have been rather handsome, if not for a scar that traveled 5 inches from his right temple, across his cheek, almost to his mouth. Slightly pinker than the rest of his face, the scar looked like a bad job of stitching. Or as if, perhaps, it had never been stitched. Tom had never asked about the scar. But Reeves had volunteered once, a girl did it with her compact. Can you imagine? No, Tom couldn't. Reeves had given Tom a quick, sad smile, one of the few smiles Tom could recall from Reeves. And on another occasion, I was thrown from a horse, dragged by the stirrup for a few yards. Reeves had said that to someone else, but Tom had been present. Tom suspected a dull knife in a very nasty fight somewhere. Now Reeves wanted Tom to provide someone, suggest someone, to do one or perhaps two simple murders, and perhaps one theft, also safe and simple. Reeves had come from Hamburg to Ville, Paris, to talk to Tom, and he was going to stay the night and go to Paris tomorrow to talk to someone else about it, then return to his home in Hamburg, presumably to do some more thinking if he failed. Reeves was primarily a fence, but lately was dabbling in the illegal gambling world of Hamburg, which he was now undertaking to protect. Protect from what? Italian sharks who wanted to come in. One Italian in Hamburg was a mafia button man, sent out as a feeler, Reeves thought, and the other might be from a different family. By eliminating one or both of the intruders, Reeves hoped to discourage further mafia attempts, and also to draw the attention of the Hamburg police to a mafia threat and let the police handle the rest, which was to say, throw the mafia out. These Hamburg boys are a decent batch, Reeves had declared fervently. Maybe what they're doing is illegal, running a couple of private casinos, but as clubs, they're not illegal, and they're not taking outrageous profits. It's not like Las Vegas, all mafia corrupted, and right under the noses of the American cops. Tom took the poker and pushed the fire together, put another neatly cut third of a log on. It was nearly 6 p.m. Soon be time for a drink. And why not now? Would you... Madame Annette, the Ripley's housekeeper, came in from the kitchen hall just then.
Excuse me, messieurs. Would you like your drinks now,
Monsieur Tom? Since the gentleman has not wanted any tea. Yes, thank you, Madame Annette. Just what I was thinking. And ask Madame Eloise to join us, would you?